Community Focus continues on. Grab your second morning cup of coffee and join us now as we catch up with the Buckhead Cascade City chapter of Lynx Incorporated. This morning, we're joined on WCLK Community Focus by Carolyn Young with the Buckhead Cascade City chapter of the Lynx Incorporated. She is the co-chair of the group's upcoming Linking Heart and Soul Mardi Gras fundraising celebration event that's coming up on October the 12th at America's Mart. Good morning, Mrs. Young. Thanks for taking the time for us today.
Thank you for having me.
First off, for folks that are listening that might not be familiar with Lynx locally and nationally, can you tell us just a little bit about the organization?
I sure can. It's a group. There are six chapters in the city of Atlanta, but we are international. And it's a group that has to do with friendship. It was founded on friendship and community service. The women, for the most part, are professional women. You cannot just join because you are desirous of joining. You have to be asked to be a member. And we have some outstanding members. In our group, we have 66, and like I say, we have six chapters in Atlanta, and they are all around the world. We have a group in South Africa, and we have a group in the Caribbean. So it's just really, really a wonderful organization of women who get things done.
And this is not just a organization that gets together and maybe donates money that they might have. This is an organization that is committed to service and actually getting involved.
Community service, yes. Yes, friendship and community service are equal in this group. And we do donate money to make things better in these organizations. But we also work with the organizations ourselves.
The Lynx is very active in the issues related to child exploitation and human trafficking. We talked on WCLK with former Atlanta mayor and Lynx member Shirley Franklin about these issues earlier, and Kiplin Primus has explored these issues on the local take on our station. Why is your organization, the Lynx, dedicated to working on this issue? And it's an issue that a lot of people might not typically want to talk about in so-called polite company.
Well, what happens is, first of all, Atlanta has a big issue on female trafficking, and we have it in all of the large cities. But specifically, we are targeting Atlanta with Living Waters, and it's an issue that I think that is not often addressed because the people that are involved in it, there are outstanding, well, quote-unquote, outstanding citizens who are men who are involved in this, so therefore we don't really, really get so concerned about it. It happens every day. I was made aware of it about 10 years ago. I knew it was happening, but when it happened to one of the students that I had taught in the fifth grade, and then as she was in a sophomore at Georgia State, and then got involved in this against her will, and then there's something that goes on that makes them feel like they are not worthy, that they needed to continue to do it, even though it's not a lifestyle that they're used to. And she was from a very middle-class home, but she just got caught up in it. She was at the wrong place at the wrong time. And so we just decided we are women, and this is a women's organization. And we have to be concerned about this. You know, you save one, and then you continue to save many others, because it's just a issue that is not widely addressed. But this group that, and I tell you, the benefactors of our group, Living Waters, is one of them. And it's a group that deals very, very heavily with female trafficking.
And that's right. The benefit, the fundraiser for your group is coming up on Saturday, October the 12th from 8 until midnight at America's Mart. That's downtown, 240 Peachtree Street.
That's correct.
And that is going to be a Mardi Gras-themed event, Linking Heart and Soul. And that's going to be a Mardi Gras and Casino Night celebration featuring games, New Orleans-style cuisine, and live entertainment by Saul Factor and the Atlanta Brass Connection. If you are interested,
Jonathan Slocum will be our MC for the evening, and you know he's such a wonderful entertainer. And it's just going to be a fabulous evening. The evening is the dress is cocktail, and we just plan to have fun for the Living Waters, for Jerusalem House, and the Wolfoot Boys and Girls Club. Because the money that we raise from sponsorship and the money that we pay for our own tables and everything, and a percentage of that goes for the Wolfoot Boys Club, and all of the sponsors' money go for the Wolfoot Boys and Girls Club and Jerusalem House and Living Waters.
If you are interested in learning more about this event and learning more about links, you can call 404-314-4598. That's 404-314-4598. Or you can email Kara at, that's K-A-R-A, at KaraThompsonEnterprises.com. Again, we're talking with Carolyn Young. She is co-chair of this event, the Buckhead Cascade City Chapter of Links Incorporated. They're hosting their charity benefit, Linking Heart and Soul Mardi Gras Celebration on October the 12th. You mentioned Jerusalem House, and of course, anyone in the nonprofit community in Atlanta knows Jerusalem House as a pioneering organization conceived in 1988 at the peak of the devastation of the AIDS epidemic in America.
Right.
25 years later, they're still doing a lot of work. But if you could talk a little bit more about Living Water for Girls and also the Wolfolk Boys and Girls Club. Why are these organizations important to the Links?
Well, education is important. And when we started with the Wolfolk Boys and Girls Club many years ago, we decided that there are so many talented students and smart students who just don't have the opportunity or don't have mentors to talk with, to expose them to. We carry them different places. We do a health program. We do a reading program. We do math. And it's not the traditional way we do it. We take countries and expose them to the culture and the foods of different countries. And like I said, that the director of the Wolfoot Boys and Girls Club is a wonderful young man. We plan with him and we take his ideas and we give our ideas, because he's working with them on a daily basis, and we come in from our different task force and work with them. And it's a total chapter thing that we do. We bring in books. We bring in, like I say, the foods. We talk about different countries. We bring in speakers. We do health. We have at least 7 or 8 doctors, medical doctors in our chapter. And we bring in those doctors, and they set up healthy style of eating. We do Mrs. Obama's On the Move, because childhood obesity is rampant, and we can see it when we come into the Y because of the eating style that they have developed, and the fact that they're on computers, they don't play hopscotch, they don't jump rope. They get out if they're on a soccer team or a football team or a basketball team. But other than that, most of them aren't on those teams. So we give them an opportunity to do exercise. And we just know that if we're going to thrive in this world, that we have to put education first. And we want to, with the Living Waters, we want to save our girls. We want to teach them that, you know, you are beautiful, that develop self-concept, self-image. And once they have gone through these issues of being trafficked, that we can have people there to counsel them and talk to them and tell them this does not have to be your way of life and this does not have to destroy you, you know. But It's just so important. And the fact that we are a women's organization it's a no-brainer.
We
should be working with them. And let me just say with the Jerusalem House, I know that we have been working with Jerusalem House almost from its inception. And what we have done, we have furnished about 20 of the apartments for the women living there with those kids. We've gone over and interacted with them and given different things for the kids, like parties and reading with them, art activities, just so many different things that we have done. And I think oftentimes if the community really knew what these organizations are doing and the impact that they are making, that they would give more generously to these groups. And so, and I'd also like to mention that Shirley Franklin is a co-chair and Nancy Hall White is also a co-chair. So we have three co-chairs for this ball: Carolyn McLean Young, Nancy Hall White, and former Mayor Shirley Franklin.
Well, these are women of influence helping out young women who certainly need a hand up and a pat on the back and a hug at times. This is an event coming up where you can show your support, and it's the Buckhead Cascade City Chapter of the Links hosting a charity benefit linking heart and soul Mardi Gras celebration. That's Saturday, October the 12th from 8 p.m. to midnight. Cocktail attire, get dressed up. If you are interested in attending this event at the America's Mart downtown, you can call 404-314-4598 or email Kara, K-A-R-A, at KaraThompsonEnterprises.com. Co-chair Carolyn Young, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us about it.
Thank you so much for being interested enough to have me talk about it, and I hope to see you there.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.